during a visit to the Ella Sharp Museum in Jackson, WMUK's Nancy Camden learned of a demolished building in Kalamazoo that used to be one of the few schools for women in the 1800s. Camden narrates the story through the experience of a young student at the Michigan Female Seminary.
In 1871, 14-year-old Ella Merriman left the Jackson, Michigan train station bound for Kalamazoo. Her trunks were packed with her new wardrobe, sewn by the seamstress, and as the school catalog requested, she was bringing 2 silver teaspoons for afternoon tea. Ella would be a new student at the Michigan Female Seminary, high on a 31-acre bluff overlooking what is now Riverview Drive. The school had been established by the Presbyterian Synod of Michigan.
People no longer really remember much that there was a Michigan Female Seminary.
Tom Dietz, the curator of research at the Kalamazoo Valley Museum.
It's been closed for over a century now. Those who do hear of it oftentimes think that it's a school of divinity, where perhaps women were trained for ministry. That's not the case. That's a 19th century terminology for a school, a seminary. The fundraising for it is delayed by the Civil War, and it formally opens in 1867. It will remain in business for another 40 years until 1907, when it closes.
Lynn Loftus is a retired director, Ella Sharp Museum in Jackson, Michigan.
Ella's mother was sent away to school in 1835 to a seminary. I think she felt really committed to the fact her daughter should have the opportunity. And not many women were offered that opportunity to go do anything beyond eighth grade. It was usually families that had some means to offer their daughter education.
Most of the students would have been weekly students. They would have stayed Monday through Friday. The trains ran frequently.
Many of them just went for 1 year. Some of them went for 2 years. Ella went for like 3 years, but they were interrupted because her mother took her off to Europe for a year right in the middle of it.
It's more of a high school. It's not a college, but it's a preparatory school. You could get college preparatory classes.
One of the teachers was a woman by the name of Mary Cram, and Mary Cram had attended Mount Holyoke in the East, of course, and that was where a lot of women were getting their education and then, you know, bringing that love of education out to the West, which Michigan was at that time.
Because it was aimed at the daughters of middle, upper middle class, it also taught the social graces, the skills that a upper middle class businessman would have been looking for: home decor, flower arranging, piano playing. But it was torn down. The Catholic Church, St. Mary's, still stands up there, and they use some of the bricks for the St. Mary's Church that's still there.
I actually have a brick in the collection here at the Ella Sharp Museum from the school when it was torn down. And although it isn't really from Ella, I felt it was appropriate that it be here. Many of the alumni, including Ella, were trying to raise funds to keep it going, because Ella loved that school so much that she not only went there herself, but then she helped support other young women going there.
Ella Merriman married and became Ella Sharp. When she died in 1912, she left her farm and home to the city of Jackson for use as a park and a museum. And while there is nothing left of the Michigan Female Seminary in Kalamazoo, you can visit Ella's home at the Ella Sharp Museum in Jackson. For WMUK, I'm Nancy Camden.